What I want you to just think about your heart posture here today. Put yourself in a position to hear. Stay humble and stay teachable, because the message that I have to give to you today is not just for mothers. It will help mothers for sure, but it's for every person in this room. It's the little things that are the big things. It's the little things that are the big things. We all want the big things, but doing the little things and doing the little things right and obeying in the little things, it'll get you to the big things. It'll get you to the goals that you have in life as you're doing these things and doing them as unto the Lord. You cannot do any of this for my approval or for anyone else's approval. Do it as unto the Lord. He is so good. You know, as a human being, like I said, we're constantly navigating two realms. And we all need to do mundane things. We all need to do small things. We all need to do mundane things. And we all have to navigate situations. You know, and even as a Christian, on fire Christian, sometimes you just don't know what to do in this situation. What do I do in this situation? You know, we have to be willing to wait, and we have to be willing to pull the trigger when it's time, too. We have to be ready. When God says go, you go. When God says wait, you wait. That's all there is to it. But in the waiting, it's not just like you're twiddling your thumbs. You have an expectation, and you're obeying him in all the little things, and then it looks like a suddenly happened. Whoa. But if you go back and look, every suddenly has all the little steps that led them up to, I mean, when the walls of Jericho fell down, they were obeying orders to march like fools. Not just once. They kept going 7 times. And then at the shout, woohoo! So some of us are in our first march, man. And you're like, oh, man, this is a drag. But God can give you joy in the journey. And that's just, oh, he's so good. He's really that good. If you don't think he's good, you don't know him. That's just the flat-out truth. There are so many religious devils out there. If you could see them in the spirit, they're worse than anything we think of as evil or sin. Those religious devils are, ugh! Talk about make you want to vomit. No, 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 no. All you need to know when it comes to the devil is no and go. In Jesus' name, just keep right on walking. Don't pay him any attention. That's all he's looking for is attention. So just keep walking. Know and go. Know and go. And you know what? When I don't know what to do, I always go back to Jesus is Lord. I was just thinking about how we were all saying Jesus. I was thinking, good, just clearing the air for me to get up there. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You know? You can't say it enough. Even before I was living for the Lord, my mom told me that. She said, Dana, just, there's power in the name of Jesus. And I was like, huh, okay. And I'd had weird things happen to me, you know, and I'd say, Jesus. And see, because in the realm of the kingdom, there is no higher name. I mean, if you could see, in the realm of the spirit, when you say the name of Jesus, if you could see what's happening, you would be amazed. You would be amazed, because there is no name above the name of Jesus. Jesus truly is Lord. That means he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Woohoo! So let me get to this. So what I've practiced, and I learned this really early on in my, I'm so thankful for some things that I learned early on that I've practiced, because it just gets gooder and gooder. It really does. But what I've practiced is I've practiced his presence. And I practice his presence in the mundane things, to the point where I actually enjoy mundane things. I know it sounds crazy, but and part of that is my like who I am as a person too, because and let me get to that too. Don't let me forget that part, because that's really good. But I've practiced, and what do I mean by practice his presence? The best way I've heard it said is it's an inward, upward gaze. No matter what's going on. Right now, I look like I'm talking to all of you, and I am talking to all of you, but my heart posture is inward, upward gaze. Father God. And we are so blessed. I mean, we all know Jesus is God's son. And when I was first saved, I was obsessed with Jesus and I was talking about Jesus. I didn't really want to talk about the Father because I had daddy issues and I had all kinds of misconceptions about what God was like, even as a new Christian. But I really attached myself to Jesus and, you know, I know what he did for me and I know I wouldn't be here without him and all of those things. But listen to this, folks. This gets really, really good. Jesus is good, right? But when he was on the earth, he actually said, it's better for you that I go because I'm sending the Holy Spirit to be with you. And the Holy Spirit, I call him Holy Spirit, I call him Holy Ghost, but lately I've taken to calling him Holy Guide. And that's a part of what he does. He comforts us. He's awesome. But the Holy Spirit is the part of God that's with us. The Holy Spirit is the part of God that helps us navigate our individual course, our race, the race set before us. Should I turn here? Should I do that? The Holy Spirit is the red light, green light in our spirit man right here. If you ever have a check, even the world talks about this stuff. But if you ever have a check, don't violate your check. And if you ever have a go, go. And if you feel like you've missed it, well, God will give you another chance. Over and over and over and over and over again, I've missed it. And really, it has nothing to do with our progress. Our missing it has nothing to do with our progress. Because we just get back in the saddle and go again. He'll give you an opportunity again. You'll see it. You'll recognize it. And you'll go, well, last time this happened and I didn't do it. And this time I really want to do it different. And he'll help you. He's our helper. So the key word is practicing his presence in these, what I would call low priority moments, washing the dishes, you know, getting ready, all those times. You can make those high priority moments by just that inward, upward gaze, connecting to heaven. And you know, praise and worship music is really helpful in that arena. Like if you just want to take a ride and not really, you know, just put on worship, you know. I've been in seasons in my life where I have it going in our house 24/7 just because there's a lot of warfare going on and I just want to clear the air. We had a really neat thing happen this week. Before the staff meeting, we meet at Stephen and Kara's because their boys go down for naps, and then we have some quiet time, and we can all talk as a staff in their living room. But we had just walked in, and it just felt like when we walked in, it felt like spring in their home. You know, the windows were open and things like that, and it was a beautiful day. But it was like I could feel it in my heart, like it felt like spring, and so. During the meeting a little bit later, it was revealed that just before we had gotten there, all hell broke loose in the house. And there was just episode after, there was a big episode, and it wasn't feeling springy fresh in there. Can you all relate? Words, 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 words spoken in the house. Woohoo! So anyway, and it had to do with their young son, strong-willed son. One that can talk, and one that can, express his emotions. Yeah, and it's you know, but anyway, this one had mama just really rocking and reeling and not necessarily in faith. And when Pastor Stephen walked in, he took it as an opportunity to clear the air. And he took authority over it, told it to go in Jesus' name, whatever was said, whatever was going on, this is, you know. And I can attest, because when I walked in, I would have never known that there was just an episode. It was just spring fresh in there. So that's just a word to the wise. You know, watch the words you speak in your home. And if you really want to have heaven on earth, you know, speak the word of God out loud in your home. So powerful. Or have praise worship going or something like that, because our words really do create the atmospheres that we live in and things like that. And we don't have to be perfect in it. That's what's so beautiful about that testimony is, you know, it wasn't just because, oh, they woke up on the right side of the bed and everything was going well that day. No, all hell breaks loose against us sometimes, literally. And you know it, you feel it. What do? Jesus is Lord. That's what you do. Jesus is Lord. And he's Lord of this church. We didn't build this. We did not build this church on our great nothing. We built this church on God said go. We said, okay, we don't know what we're doing. We're fumbling around. But we just keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving forward. Don't let the devil get you stalled. No, no, no. And you have a helper. You have this holy helper. Praise the Lord. So I did mention this verse, but I did give it to the last minute, gave it to the people up there. As John 16:7 says, it's what Jesus said when he left the earth and when he said it would be better because he would send the Holy Spirit. This is Jesus talking here. He says, but I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I'm leaving. For if I do not leave, the helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Praise the Lord. So we're never alone, never alone, never alone, never alone. Let that sink in. You know, our connection with God is with our spirit. And oft times in prayer, it's defined as communication with God. And that's where we find out, like, how to deal with specific situations. You know, God sees you. He hears you. You know, he doesn't just have the answer. He is the answer. It's kind of like you have God. I remember one time we were going through a hard time when we were first starting this church, and I was on the phone with my mom, who's a really strong Christian, and I was just unloading on her. I was just like, oh, I just need God. Oh, I need God. I need God. I just need God. And she finally interrupted me saying I needed God long enough to say, Dana, you have him. That wasn't what I wanted to hear. God, send a boost of supply, because whatever's happening now isn't working. It's okay to be real with God. Can we just be real and be real with each other too? So I was challenged recently, When Dr. Robin did that seminar here, you know, how many of you were part of that? It was really great. 5 weeks on Friday nights we met here, and this is the notebook that I got from it, Cleansing the Temple. It was awesome. There's so many awesome things happening around here. Menominee is the place to be, I tell you. It's the place to be in the spirit, too. I'm telling you, it is. Menominee is marked in heaven. There is things happening here. There is no, it's no accident that you're here. Here. There's something about, you know, like the physical place where God calls us. And so anyway, what I was going to tell you is I was challenged by Dr. Robin because, and you know, iron sharpens iron. Just hanging out with who we hang out with, you know, we're not even trying to preach to each other. We just inspire each other by being around each other, you know, as Christians, especially the people that God has called you to be around. He will use them. He'll use them to sharpen you. He'll use them to make you feel uncomfortable sometimes, like, ugh, you should have seen me Tuesday night. Okay, take off the, you know, reveal, you know. I was kind of had a stinky attitude about going to David Helmbeck because, you know, it's a Tuesday night, which is, Tuesday is supposed to be our day off, and it was at 7 o'clock at night, which those of you that know me know that 7 o'clock at night is pretty much my bedtime. Seriously, you think you laugh, but I mean, I'm up at 4. When I'm at 4, my brain is clicking and I'm just singing and I'm just going to town. But at 7 o'clock, I'm just like so dead. I just don't have anything. And I knew it was going to be one of those things where talk to your neighbor about 1, 2, 3. And then this 1, 2, 3, and I was like, oh God, I can't think like that. I can't think like that at 7. Can we do this at 4? And I told Paul before we left, I was like, and I wanted to do it. You know, my heart, see, this is what I mean. You can have a bad attitude, but a good heart. I had a bad attitude. I did not want to be here. I was just, I even told Paul, I said, you know, if I wasn't the pastor, I would not be here. But I'm the pastor, so he tricks me into being here at times. I have to be here. So, I mean, many times I've been that way, but my heart, if you saw my heart is soft, my heart is pliable, my heart is humble, my heart is, God, I need you so bad. I want you so bad. I have you, but, like, I want more. How many are hungry for more? I just want more, more, more. So back to my story. I didn't forget. We're at this conference, and Robin's just talking, and she said that one time in her time with the Lord, she asked the Lord who she was. And I was like, wow, 40-some years walking with God. I don't think I've ever asked the Lord, who am I? With the context of, like, he made me. Not who my mom says I was, not my personality, not, you know, like, who am I, God? And I would challenge you to do that too sometime, just when the time, you don't have to do it now or whenever, just like when you get a quiet moment, ask God who you are. And I think Robin had like 3 things that she was, so I was like, it was interesting because when I asked God who I was, he told me I was 3 things. And the first thing he told me, and it just came boom, boom, boom in a quiet time, like just a desire. I want to know who I am. And he said, okay, I'm a connector. And I knew what he meant exactly. I knew exactly what he meant. I mean, there are people that are connectors in the natural. You know, like Monique, she's a connector in the natural. If you want to know what's going on in town or what's, you know, she's probably a connector in the spirit too. But I don't manifest that very much like connecting people in the natural, although I probably do. But I knew what God meant. I connect people with heaven. That's my call in prayer too. I can't tell you how many times if God puts you on my heart to pray, I just pray that whatever is needed from heaven's realm, there's access made to the earth realm for you to, you still have to want it. You still have to receive it. It's not going to get forced on you, but it's available. It's right there. Like if you're thirsty, there's a glass of water sitting right there. You still have to take that glass and decide, I'm going to drink right now. But it's there. That's what prayer does. It makes things available for people. It opens doors for people to walk through. They aren't going to get pushed through the door. Their will is involved. You cannot make someone do these things. Not even God does that. So just back off. If they aren't ready, back off and love them. Serve them a little longer. Serve them a little more. Show them who God is, like who he really is. He's so kind. He's not judging their hearts. He's kind. And you know, he's really good. He's a good parent. When he has to tell you something, you know, that's a correction, you know, he'll let you know. But he never does it without hope. You never feel like scumbag, never going to get off the floor again. You know, when God corrects you, it's like infused with hope at the same time. It's like, oh gosh, I need to correct my course. Woohoo, thank you, God. And then you just go about your way. It changed, 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 changed. When God does it, there's a change. There is a change. So I'm a connector. I connect people with heaven. So I do that in prayer all the time. And lately, the last 7 years or so, I've been getting into art. And so I express my prayers in my art, or I express it in a card. I spend time praying for someone, and then I send them a card. And it's like these things are loaded with heaven's substance. It's not just a card. It's not just a piece of art. There's like a purpose behind it. It's just like our prayers. There's purposes behind it. for heaven's glory. So connecting people with heaven. I love it when people have no idea that you're a Christian and they're drawn to you for some reason, you know, and you know it's God in you, you know, and they might not even know that. That's really cool. So the second thing he told me I was is he said I was a servant. I was a servant. And I love to serve. I'm comfortable serving. Leading is more challenging for me. But God said, you're a servant leader. And I was like, okay. And he's, you know, proof that you can be a servant and a leader, you want to know who? Jesus. Let's look at that scripture. I think I have that scripture. Mark 10:45. This was Jesus again. Mark 10:45. This is Jesus talking about himself. He said, he's the Son of Man. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Isn't that beautiful? And there's other scriptures that talk about because he laid down his life, he was given that name that we were talking about earlier, Jesus, where there's no higher name. So it's like to be a servant for the Lord is not a, it's not a lowly place. I mean, we think about servants as being lowly, but God doesn't look at it that way at all. The third thing he told me that I was, when he told me this last one, I actually started to cry because I've just been in a season where I've just been plowing for a while. You know what I'm talking about? There's seasons, you know, where you're just plowing. And the last thing he told me is he said that I was fun. And I cried because I had lost that part of me, that fun part of me. And but one thing is really cool because when God shows you things, then he also gives you, like, the impetus to, or the anointing, or the direction to see that change, too. And I have been seeing some things crop up that have been more fun lately. Just life is just a little more fun. And I have a little bit better attitude, which is always fun. Right, Paul? Since it's Mother's Day, I wanted to share one thing. And then my main purpose here today was not to necessarily teach or whatever, but like I just wanted to prep your hearts for an impartation because I really feel like God is just like, I feel like I'm a house of fire right now and I got to release it. And I feel like this is how we're going to do it. I'm going to pray for the online family and that are watching, and then people that don't want prayer, I will dismiss you. You can definitely, you know, this is volunteer only. And then I want to pray for all the moms first, just as an honoring way. But like, I'm not just praying for moms. I'm praying for anybody that's hungry that wants an impartation from the Spirit of God. Substance from heaven to help you run your race. I have no idea what that is. God knows what that is, you know, and I'm just trusting that he's going to get over to you what you need to keep going in your race. We're each running our race. Do you know that? We each have our own lane, and yet we're connected, which is kind of neat, isn't it? I love that God tells us that we're like the body of Christ because the body is amazing. It has so many systems that need all the parts. And then the systems talk to each other too. Isn't that cool? You know, and Christ is the head. So he's the brains. I'm not the brains of this. He's the brains. And he's the brains of what you need from heaven's realm here today too. Praise God. I do have just one word about that spirit that's in us, you know, the Holy Spirit. I love the Amplified Bible. It says things really nice and loud. And when it's talking about the Holy Spirit, it says that he's our counselor, our helper, our intercessor, our advocate, our strengthener, and our standby. He stands by us in all the things. Isn't that cool? An advocate, that's like a court term, you know? We all have a lot of accusers, and we know who the accuser is. You know, don't line your mouth up with the accuser in people's lives. Can I say that? Let's not do that. If there's an accusing voice against a brother or a sister in Christ, pray for them. Don't add your judgment to it. Because you don't know their heart. You do not know their heart. And God does. So let's get on the side of the advocate. The advocate is always speaking in line with people's call and people's potential and people's race that they're running for the Lord. Isn't that awesome? And he's also called the Spirit of Truth. I love that. There are so many lies. So many lies. And it's just getting worse and worse. Just lies, 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 lies. But we know the Spirit of Truth. And I love the Spirit of Truth because, you know, the truth sets us free. It's not like it's good or bad. It sets us free. It's right. The truth is right. Praise God. So we change the atmosphere by the words we speak. I was going to give you a demonstration of how to pray Psalm 91, but I'm just going to, instead of doing that, I'm just going to tell you that one way that I started to pray, this was years and years ago, is I prayed the Word of God. I talked to God about the Word. And Psalm 91, I mean, pray it, talk to God about it every single day, especially if you're a mother. Pray Psalm 91 over your family every single day if you can. It's so powerful. But how you pray the word is you personalize it. So you put your name in it. And then I like to look it up in different translations, the word. Look it up in different translations because sometimes it'll speak to you in one and better than another. I love Psalm 91 in the Passion Translation. It's so good. His massive arms wrapped around you and stuff like that. It's so good. It's so good. And the other thing I would encourage you to do is what I was talking about earlier, is speak out loud these things in your home. You know, and if it's early in the morning or if it's late at night, you know, you don't have to be like high volume, but just get it out there. Speak it into the atmosphere of your home. Speak it. You know, when your kids aren't there, go sit on their bed and speak it over their bed. Lay your hands on their pillow and just ask God to give them sweet dreams and visions of what his call is for their life. You know, I love to be, this sounds funny, but I love to be sneaky for God. It's so much fun. Yeah, don't ever underestimate if I come up to you and go like this. There's purpose in that. There's a purpose in that. There was a release of something. I just look like I'm like, you know. But like, I know exactly what God's doing. He's giving them what they need. We impart things. We impart things from him. And lately I've been in faith, just like everywhere I go, I'm in faith that I'm bringing God with me on the scene. I don't care where it is. I'm walking, you know, in Walmart, which I'd never do because Paul loves to do all the running in our house. How many of you ever seen me around town? No. That's because I'm not around town. He loves to do all that running around town, and I'm perfectly fine just at home painting or whatever it is. You know, I let him do that because he loves it. Oh, But anyway, but you should see me if I ever have to find something in Walmart. It's just like, oh my gosh. Lord, help me, you know, because I just, you lose it when you don't do it. But anyway, yeah, like where stuff is. So anyway, so I guess we're ready here. So if you're watching online and you desire to have an impartation of from God to run your race, an impartation of heaven's substance specifically to your life. This is what the Lord told me to do on the way in today. I was like, "How? What's their point of contact?" Is just put your hand right now over your heart, and I'm going to pray for you, okay? So, Father, I just thank you for everyone listening to this online. I thank you that there's no time and there's no distance in the Spirit. I thank you that you are a good God, and I thank you that you have things specifically for them. Their heart is hungry, and they need more help. Help, help, help. Holy Spirit, thank you for just depositing into their lives and hearts the help that they need from heaven. Whatever it is that they need, you know what each one needs. You know, Lord. I don't know. You do, and I'm trusting you, Lord, to do it. Thank you for a spiritual impartation, greater things to come, more and more and more enlightenment, things that they haven't seen before, things that they haven't understood before, things that they've never known before, even the Word becoming alive to them in a new way. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for just doing what only you can do. You're so good and you're so faithful. And thank you for doing it on behalf of anyone listening to this now. In the name of Jesus, amen. You're really that good, God.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to that message. We hope that it was a blessing to you.
However you tuned in today, why don't you subscribe and maybe share with a friend?
Yeah, and if you're in the area, we would love to have you join us in person Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. right here in Menominee, Wisconsin. Also, we would be honored if you would consider partnering with us financially to help make this all possible. And you can do that at wearelovechurch.com.
These are great days to be alive. Thanks for tuning in today. God bless you. We love you.
See ya.